Because there's confusion, we should wait until we could either suspend the rules and go ahead and move. We'll just wait till we get the right one before we move it out. Save us bouncing it around anymore, so.
Just to note for the record, this may, I do not know if it's possible. I mean, I will talk to Mr. Walker. I will let the committee know that he works very hard on these, but the issue with these is that he has to converse with all the various agencies, and so they often have conflicting numbers, and all he essentially is doing is compiling the information for us. So I will do my best, and I'm sure he will as well, but it may be then in a couple of days we're stuck with
this. It
won't
be much different.
Okay.
But I would like to see the final number clearly.
That's you will. Before we move it, you will.
I meant how to get out of this, because
I'm going to just stop there and close the work session on House Bill 2623. We have a motion on the table, but
do you want to withdraw the motion?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I'll withdraw the motion to move House Bill 2623 as amended to the floor with a due pass. I'll withdraw that motion.
And Mr. Chair, would you consider carrying this till Thursday?
Yes.
For a work session.
Okay. Representative Cameron has withdrawn his motion to move House Bill 2623 as amended to the floor with a due pass, and we will hold it until Thursday for a work session. Carry it over until Thursday.
Good.
Okay. Now we're okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do that one. Okay, opening work session on House Bill 2803.
House Bill 2803 provides employers with a tax credit for hiring persons released from a correctional institution and requires DOC to assist with job placement for inmates and notify employers of available tax credits. We first heard this on March 10th. You had a revenue and fiscal statement at that time. It's in front of you. We discussed it at that time.
We'll move it out to revenue.
Yes.
And we have an amendment today we need to adopt.
Right.
No, we've already done.
Do we have an amendment?
We do. We have a dash one amendment.
This bill, well, we can't because we don't have the revenue
Correct.
Statement on the amendment, but we could move the bill.
Move the bill without the amendment. Yep. Get it going. Okay. Representative Cameron.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 2803 with the referral to revenue.
Thank you. Just a second. Representative Cameron has moved House Bill 2803. I'm sorry, no, 2803.
2803.
To revenue.
Oh, we're not doing
it. We're not doing the amendments. Any question, discussion? We're go ahead.
So, Mr. Chair, we're moving this as is. We're not going to address the issues that we raised.
That's correct. We're going to send it on down to revenue.
Okay, with the expressed desire to address some of the issues that we raised in public hearing.
In question, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Chair and Representative Cameron, wasn't there was an amendment, I think, being prepared, perhaps a dash two, regarding veterans or something?
Okay.
I just can't recall.
You're correct. We did talk about that. However, the relating clause would not allow veterans in this particular bill.
I see.
There's other bills that have vets included in them. This would not allow us to do that.
Shields.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The bill, I think, has very good intentions. My experience is that some employers will end up just hiring somebody, and then after they've hired the person, then take a look at whether or not they've been in trouble with the law to take advantage of the tax break. I would not encourage other people to vote no on this, because I think it's fine to send it on to revenue and perhaps get those amendments in and finesse it and see if the bill can be improved. But I would like to at least send a one no vote message to revenue that there are some concerns. And so if it's not going to completely get in the way of the bill moving to revenue, I'll be a no vote.
I was going to say one of the amendments is that the second year pays as a higher tax break to encourage the employer to keep the employee employed.
Good. I think that's an advance.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Further discussion? Representative Barton, did you have further?
Mr. Chair, I think actually a two no vote would be appropriate. I'm going to coordinate. But in any event, even if I do vote yes on this reference, I just want to be clear that it's a courtesy vote, and I reserve the right to vote no on the floor.
Okay. Thank you.
Ditto.
Is
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I will. I'll be a no vote in part to signal to the committee. I actually don't think this is an inappropriate place for us to consider tax credits. I do think we need to be cognizant every time we do it, considering that right now $9.9 billion of potential general fund revenue are in tax break expenditures and loopholes, and that is would be 43.5% of the overall general fund. It is the biggest undiscussed or underdiscussed area of tax expenditure in the in our state government. So I want to be really diligent about this. I'll be a no vote and look forward to revenue committee communicating with it. And unless the dynamics look like you need my yes vote, I'm happy that it go to revenue, but think we should have a couple no votes.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to withdraw my motion to move House Bill 2803 to revenue.
Okay. Representative Cameron withdraws his motion to move House Bill 2083 to revenue. Is there any further business to come before the committee today? Sure.
Exit the room.